people, it's Today FM's Claire Beck here. Before you start your podcast, let me ask you this. Are you wearing your SPF today? I know, Irish weather can be a bit all over the place, but it really doesn't mean you should skip it. Simple's new SPF 50 UV fluid has your back, whether it's sunny, cloudy, or raining cats and dogs. This isn't just any SPF, it's skincare that works double duty. Not only does it protect your skin from UV damage, but it also helps reverse visible signs of sun damage and aging. Think brighter skin, fewer dark spots, and that stunning glowy look we're all after. And the best part? It's super lightweight, so no greasy feeling, no heavy residue, and it even has an invisible finish. So, whether you're out in the sun or dancing in the rain at your favourite festival, Simple SPF 50 UV fluid protects that summer feeling, whatever the weather. And it's available nationwide. Now, enjoy your podcast.
A little bit of Ray, the best bits.
Are we doing Tell Me I'm Wrong today?
Yes. I'm excited about this one, but I'm also like, oh, we've a tough one today, Ray.
I've left my gavel outside. I'll go get it during the next sound. But sure, we don't need to make any judgment. No, you're making the judgment. We want your opinions. 0874 100 102, and we'd like to hear your voice notes as well. Emails are on jp@todayfm.com for everything, but then you just tag it, Tell Me I'm Wrong, for the specific ones for Tuesdays.
As I said, a little heavy, would really, really love to know if anyone, because it's Ireland, you'll understand in a minute what I'm talking about. I think a lot of people have faced something like this at some point, right?
Okay.
Maybe not as serious, but it's a good one. Hi team, I hope you're all keeping well. We're great, thank you. I would love some outside help and to remain anon regarding my issue, please. I've had many sleepless nights and arguments with myself on what I should do. I noticed about a year ago that my neighbour has been drinking and getting into the car and driving. Every evening she pulls into her driveway, finishes two small bottles of wine in the car, which she's presumably drinking on her way home from work, then heads inside with a large one in her hand. A few hours later she stumbles to her car, drives to our local shop to buy more, and might do this 2 to 3 times in the evening. Last week was noticeably bad. She crashed her car into her fence and could barely stand upon getting out. I would like to confirm I am not judging this lady in any form. She's a relatively nice lady, but I am eaten alive with guilt and frustration in case she ever hurts an innocent person, and I've not done anything about it. I've had many conversations with friends and family, but they give me conflicting answers. Some of them say I should knock on her door and talk to her, while others tell me not to.
All right, okay.
Some say I should call the authorities, some tell me not to, as I've had have to continue being her neighbour for many years, and things may turn sour. If you have any listeners that have been in a similar situation, please let me know what the right thing to do is. Thank you so much.
Jesus, anyone that's been in a similar situation to that, that's a sticky one.
But I think this is something that, like, you've either seen someone get into a car or someone, you know, I definitely think people have come across this. And if it's a once-off, you might let it go. But
your point about it being Ireland, this notion, well, I suppose it's a generational thing and it's been a long time. Do you know, like, our generation now would never dream of getting into the car. But you're, we used to have a culture, 80s, 90s, of... Asher, look at grand. I'll be grand. Sure, I've only had the one, or I've only had the two. Of course, that's been knocked on the head. And you know, scientifically and statistically, it's been proven. It's just like, it's just not worth it. It's more hassle than it's worth. It's hugely dangerous, and the prospect of destroying your own life and other people's lives by getting behind the wheel with drink taken is just not worth even thinking about. The question then really is, what? We know what the right thing, it has to be stopped, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then what's the course of action? That's where the discussion is.
Because, it's like, where is the, I'm wrong. You're not wrong. You're so right in that it has to be stopped, but it's what's the right approach to this? And I think I would agree with the family and friends who've said, don't go to the door. You knock on that neighbor's door, it could just go so bad. And also, sorry, you have no proof. Like,
well,
you've
guessing,
seen what
like,
you've
well,
seen, but you're making assumptions. It could be NAs.
It what?
They could be non-alcoholics. And she could just, you know.
Yeah, she crashed her car.
She's stumbling around.
But you've no proof. It's her word against yours.
I'm guessing there's a lot of detail in that email. I'm guessing that the emailer has been watching. You're saying there's no proof, but they've been watching a lot. And obviously, if they're awake, sleepless nights, guilt, worrying about something bad happened to this woman, or this woman doing something or hurting someone else, I'm guessing that they've put their, they, you know, they've twitching the curtains, but putting the research in and keeping an eye on it. Mm. Oh, it's, well, I think it's obvious what the right thing to do is, in that stopping it is the right thing to do. But the question, how? This is my opinion from the outset, is that there is no telling me I'm wrong here. There is no wrong. It absolutely has to be stopped. I suppose, like I say, then after that, how do you stop it is the question. You do need to live next to this person. Knocking on the door is, in my opinion, is just going to, yeah, it's going to be awkward, right? But like you're saying, awkwardness, who cares about awkwardness if you're going to save someone's life? Absolutely. But do you think knocking on the door and, hi, I'm your neighbour from two doors down or from across the road, I've noticed you're drink driving. Could you stop doing that? Because you might kill someone. Do you really think that's going to stop her from doing it?
It's just the worst idea.
She's going to create a bad situation.
She could just go, no, I don't.
Yeah, that's it as well. Just completely deny it. Yeah. And you don't have proof. You're not breathalyzing her. The other thing then as well is that, are the guards in this? Maybe a guard can let us know on this. Do the guards have a certain amount of leeway? Because the guards, to my mind, maybe I am stupid and naive when it comes to the guards' application of the law, but the guards are in a situation where if you phone the guards and them and they come out and they check or catch her, that's it. She's going to prison. And you're not pursuing a path where you want to send her to prison. You just want her to stop. So what recourse, what position can a guard be in to go stop?
Well, I suppose if the guards are aware of her, if you give them the reg, they're going to be watching her. Chances are they will catch her.
And do you want, the question for a neighbour is, do you want to be going that far? But then, what's the only, what, that is the way
you
of
guaranteeing. You want her to get caught.
Yeah, that's it. That's the way of guaranteeing it stopping. Anna says, with regard to the lady who's drunk driving, I definitely not call to her door. Likewise, I wouldn't immediately contact authorities to report her without giving her the opportunity to do the right thing. I would get one of those burner phones and text her anonymously. Oh my God, Anna, you've thought this through.
Love a burner phone.
Text her anonymously to tell her that her drink driving has been reported to the guards. The situation doesn't change. I then report her, from Anna. That's actually quite creative and quite clever. It's a way of confronting the issue without going the whole hog on it yet. And I suppose you've tried other options before going nuclear and calling the guards.
The sentence in that message that sticks out to me, though, is if the situation didn't change. This is a situation that has to change
again.
And has to change now.
Rachel says you can't report them because the police will tell you they have to catch her in the act. Speaking from experience, says Rachel. Grania says she should be reported to the guards anonymously unless they know a family member of the neighbour. I suppose then it's up to the family then to weigh in. John says, tell her to say nothing. It's nothing to do with her. Every rural pub this evening will have people drinking and driving home from John. But that's not right, John. I'm not saying it's not correct, but it's not right. Jennifer is there. Jennifer?
Would this lady, or man, I don't know what to say, it was a lady, would she know any of this lady's relatives? Could she maybe speak to a relative and just say she was concerned? Would that maybe be something she could do? I don't know. Tricky.
Yeah, it is a tricky one, and I suppose you do need to live next to Dahi's there as well. 0874 100 102. Dahi?
Hey, I'd report her anonymously, and police might pay her a visit, frighten the crap out of her, and it might save someone's life.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how much leeway do the guards have? JP, go.
She has to go to the guards, and she has to go to the guards straight away. This is a situation that can't continue. You can't give her any leeway. Whatever the guards, whatever punishment they decide to dispense and dish out is whatever the appropriate punishment is. She has to be stopped.
That's the law. Lauren.
Yeah, I agree with JP. I think you have to contact the guards, give the reg, and just say, look, I'm aware of this person drink driving. Or the next time you see her pull out of the driveway, then you ring the guards, you name the road she's on, and they catch her in the act, there you go, and then whatever happens, happens.
Yeah, I suppose, given that people are bringing up, like, do you know family members? Do you know friends? Is there someone else that you know?
I'm so sorry for this lady, by the way. Like, there's obviously a lot going on there.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You're talking about in the car, like, that. Anyway, that's a whole other story that we can get into at another stage. But yeah, like I say, if people are suggesting talk to family, talk to friends, talk to a neighbour that might be more friendly. it seems if you're sending an email like this or asking a question like this, none of those options are available to you.
Maybe.
And yeah, fair enough. If the chance this evening she was to get into the car, this evening she could actually kill someone or kill herself, and you couldn't have that. So yeah, that's the recourse. That's a lovely heavy one, actually, then. JP at todayfm.com for your emails.
Oh, a little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!
Hello, it's Today FM's Claire Beck here. Before you start your podcast, let me ask you this. Are you wearing your SPF today? I know, Irish weather can be a bit all over the place, but it really doesn't mean you should skip it. Simple's new SPF 50 UV fluid has your back, whether it's sunny, cloudy, or raining cats and dogs. This isn't just any SPF, it's skincare that works double duty. Not only does it protect your skin from UV damage, but it also helps reverse visible signs of sun damage and aging. Think brighter skin, fewer dark spots, and that stunning glowy look we're all after. And the best part? It's super lightweight, so no greasy feeling, no heavy residue, and it even has an invisible finish. So, whether you're out in the sun or dancing in the rain at your favourite festival, Simple SPF 50 UV fluid protects that summer feeling, whatever the weather. And it's available nationwide. Now, enjoy your podcast.